Radio Prague News.
The Czech Foreign Ministry will be sending an ambassador to the National Transitional Council in Libya. A state prosecutor has dropped a case to investigate Public Affairs Chairman Radek Jon over high bonuses awarded to staffers. And the site of the Šumava logging protest was abandoned Friday after a bomb threat was called in. Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg says he will be sending an ambassador to the National Transitional Council in Libya. Mr. Schwarzenberg has said that the Czech Republic will not recognize the rebel government until it controls the entire country and does not intend to open an embassy. However, it is important, he says, to be in contact with the emerging institutions in Libya, for which purpose a part-time ambassador will be sent to Benghazi, where the interim leadership is based. The previous Czech ambassador to Tripoli was withdrawn in February at the start of the insurgency. The National Transitional Council has currently been recognized by most of Western Europe and the United States. A state prosecutor has halted a move to look into bonuses awarded by Public Affairs Chairman Radek Jon to his staffers, saying that the payments were unethical but not illegal. Police have sought to investigate Mr. Jon regarding the payment of 2.4 million crowns in bonuses to 10 of his closest subordinates at the end of last year when he was Minister of the Interior. The case was brought against Mr. Jon after he publicly defended a bonus of nearly 500,000 crowns to the head of the fire department, intended to keep him from retiring. Other large bonuses, he said then, were paid out because there would not be money for them in the coming year. However, in his formal justification, Mr. Jon stated that the bonuses were paid out for the performance of extraordinary or outstanding work-related tasks. A group of residents of the Šumava National Park on Friday morning held a protest against environmental activists preventing the cutting of trees in a protected zone of the forest. Some 200 residents arrived at the site of felling to thank police officers and loggers and to bring food for the workers. Activists have been shackling themselves around trees and sitting in the treetops all week as police attempt to remove them from the area. The park management intends to fell about 4,000 trees in the protected zone in order to limit the spread of a bark beetle infestation that has devastated the forest. Environmental groups maintain that the park management has no exemption to cut in the zone. However, a preliminary court order allowed loggers to begin work there on Monday. All involved in the Šumava protest abandoned the area on Friday afternoon after a bomb threat was announced. The police, guards, loggers, and activists all left the restricted area to await a bomb squad after an anonymous caller phoned in the threat on the emergency hotline. Six activists had remained at the site and do not intend to return on Friday. An organizer for the protest group said he considered the threat a provocation intended to show the activists in a poor light. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be partly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and daytime highs in the low 20s Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.